anybody that's in the recovery community is going to tell you that no contact is the most powerful tool you have in your recovery kit. And the reason for that is we can't heal if the crap keeps happening to us. Does that make sense? So the reason I like it is because it pisses off the narcissist. They are looking for supply, and when we don't give it to them, it starts to wear at them, and they're going to try different tactics to come back into your life, but they don't like it because you're ignoring them. Imagine a little two-year-old screaming on the street corner, and you just walk away. They're going to come chasing after you, right? They're not going to stand there in the middle of Home Depot. You might get arrested for leaving your child in the middle of Home Depot, but think of the narcissist that way. Their emotional capacity is probably that of a two-year-old. So this tool drives them crazy because you don't give them any more attention, and they don't understand that. So when we go no contact, we have to expect them to come back. We have to expect that they're going to come back hoovering, they're going to love bomb us. And we have to be prepared for that, because it's not easy to stay strong. In fact, it's excruciatingly painful to take someone that you have had in your life, whether it's a family member, a relationship, and decide, you know what, I'm going to cut all ties. A lot of people don't know how to cut all ties and what that really means. And some of my coaching clients, I have to reiterate these things to, because it seems so logical. No contact is don't contact them. But that doesn't mean that people understand that no contact is not only blocking them on your phone, but blocking them in email. Just, you know, put a block into your email program and say, I don't want to hear of this person. And that's going to hurt you. That's going to be like, I wonder if they're wondering if, you know, if they're trying to reach me. So that's stuff you've got to deal with as this comes along. But if you do a social purge is like the most important thing, because it's a doorway into trigger land. Trigger land is where we self-impose ourselves with stuff that we do to see and spy on them. Spying is natural, guys. It's okay. I'm just saying at this time, it's really dangerous for you, because what if you find that they are happy right now? What if you find that they've moved on and got someone else? That spying just hurt you. Do you see that? Looking at their social media is dangerous for you, and it also lets them see and access what you're doing, so that they can use that against you as ammunition. So block them, block their friends, and block their family. If you are close to your sister-in-law or whoever you're gonna block, send her a message and say, listen, I need to do this right now. Maybe someday we'll have you in our life. Maybe you can have a life with her on the side, but not on social. Because if she's connected to your narcissist, they then have access to, you know, potentially opening a door for you. If they like something, it might go on their wall, and now the narcissist has access. So just be smart, and don't just block them, but block everybody. My best man, I thought I blocked him, and turns out I didn't. And after 5 years, it turns out he'd been spying, and we believe that he actually gave his login to my ex-husband to pop in whenever he wanted to. So by not thinking ahead to the people that might be used as flying monkeys, it hurt me. I thought I got them all. I definitely got his wife, but I never got him. When we go no contact, we actually experience grief. Grief as if someone had died, because that's what we want no contact to be. And we need to go through that grieving process. So when someone has betrayed you and abandoned you, victimized you, for your own mental strength, think of them as dead. Look at them gone. Because you can't call your mother if she's dead. You can't call your husband, your wife, if they're dead. So just put this blinder up and grieve. Grieve for the relationship, grieve for what it should have been, grieve for the mistakes, grieve for the lessons, and just hold your course. Because the benefits of going no contact are going to outweigh it. So you're going to have time to recover and heal and learn and educate yourself. If you're educating yourself and then you let them back in, you're only hurting yourself. And so when you go back into that spin, because inevitably they're not going to change. I want you to know that right now. They are not going to change. They're going to pretend. A new mask is going to come on that's going to show you how wonderful and sweet and kind and remember that person that you wanted to be with a long time ago. That's the one you're hoping to come back. And they didn't stay the first time because it's fake. They're gonna come back, they're gonna hoover you, they're gonna love bomb you, and then they're gonna start screwing with your head again. So please know that this is bad. Block them, block them, block them. When you dry up their supply, it's gonna drive them crazy. So I also want you to know that now we talked about social blocking and just purging everything. Purge the pictures of them on your Facebook wall. Do it, because if you don't, you're gonna be tempted to go back and look at them. And what it's going to do, it's going to trigger you. You're going to remember that wonderful day that you went on that vacation, or remember how life used to be when we were all a happy family. Hold those memories in your mind. Do not give them the validation to stay on your social media. There's nothing worse than getting a happy anniversary message from Facebook. There's nothing worse than having a memory. You know, a year ago today, you were in the Virgin Islands. It's gonna trigger you. So get rid of them, get rid of all their pictures on social. And I'm not kidding, this is not a low bar. This is not a halfway thing. This is do it and save yourself. If you're sitting there wondering, how do I make this better? How do I heal? How do I heal? This is it. Start with this. Then we'll educate you. Then we'll get you what you need. Right now, if you are continuing, if you're a heroin addict, right? We're gonna take some more heroin. We're just gonna take a little heroin today. Maybe we'll take a little bit tomorrow. Until you give up the heroin, you are not going to be drug-free. And that's the same as a narcissist. So write down stuff. When you get that urge to go spy on them on Facebook, write down a memory. Write down a memory that hurt. Write down how you felt about it. And the next time you get that urge to look at them on Facebook, go and look at the journal instead and go, oh, that's right, they did that, oh yeah. So the more you can give yourself that ammunition to be strong, and the best way to be strong is not remember the good times and the trip on the Virgin Islands. Anyone can remember that. We can't forget the shit that they did. We can't like abandon that and only hold on to the good. Someday, you may be able to hold on to just the good. But right now, when you're going through this detox, you have to remember the bad trip you had on the heroin, remember? So write things down and go back to them whenever you feel weak. If you suddenly find yourself peeking in and looking at their social media or answering a text or unblocking them or calling them on a drunk, like night, just like drunk dialing and letting them back into your life, then be gentle with yourself. But remember that the person that you're going back to has hurt you very badly, and they don't have any remorse, any empathy. So prepare yourself to be strong. Now, you want to prepare yourself for is what they might do if you go no contact. Remember, narcissists have to win. They have to be the ones that maybe dumped you So if you were the dumper and they were the dumpee, that's gonna piss them off. So they might tell all their friends that they ended it. And of course they're gonna smear you. They also might unfriend you. They might block you. And so when that happens, it's gonna hurt. You're gonna be like, why did they do that? So instead of like wondering, waiting for them to have the control, take the control yourself. Don't let that happen. And if you do spy on them and they've deleted you, right there is your key to letting go. Right there is the key to deciding, you know what? I've been erased. Let me do the same thing back. Give yourself that peace of mind. Give yourself that. Remember that they hoover back. That means to pull you back in. And they might do it on their own. They might come knocking on your door to explain or to apologize or to tell you that they're in counseling. Or maybe they might be using their flying monkeys. So your sister-in-law might be calling you up and saying, oh, he feels so bad. It's a terrible thing and he wants you back and he's willing to go to counseling. And there's going to be a list, a laundry list of things that they will promise you. And it also is not going to come true. No matter what they do, you have to protect yourself. And this is your only opportunity. So if you can't go no contact because you're co-parenting or something, I'm gonna make a video. I'm gonna make a video on Grey Rock right after this. So I'll put a little link down below. So if you can't go no contact, go Grey Rock. It's a little bit harder, but if you're co-parenting, if you work with someone, if it's your mother and you have to see them at family things, you need to have that in your toolbox. So watch for that video. And if you haven't been to my website, the website is narcissistabusesupport.com. From there, you can find my Facebook group. You can find my podcasts, which are on iTunes and Stitcher and all over the place. So visit my website, get into my Facebook group, and get yourself some support. If you're going through no contact, you need some help. Engage with a friend. Just say, listen, if I ever feel weak, what can I do? And have them be your lifeline. This is Tracy, and that is all I've got. I wish you a narc-free day, and have a great, great night.